it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to talk big dollars? Wow, how about politics in these midterms? And we're 2 weeks and one day away from Election Day.
Our CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is on the line, as he is every morning at this time. And the president has some plans this week, doesn't he?
Well, he does. Let me run through it, and then we can compare it to past presidents and their efforts to keep control of Congress. Look, the president today is going to the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee to give remarks. On Thursday, he's going upstate. He's going to central New York, to Syracuse, where there is a House seat in play in central New York. And the president's going to be speaking about his administration's efforts to revitalize the technology sector in this country, and in particular, the CHIPS and Science Act. Micron is a technology company that's investing in a manufacturing facility in Syracuse, a $20 billion investment. And the president will be traveling to Syracuse there on Thursday. On Friday, the president's going back to Philadelphia with the vice president for a Democratic Party fundraiser. It's interesting, the president, you know, was in Philadelphia last week. I was traveling there with him, and he's going back to Philadelphia this week. It's an effort to try to really prop up the Democratic candidates for governor and Senate, and to raise money for his party. But the president, it does not have any current plans, as far as we know, to travel to other places where the Democrats are in tight races against Republicans to wrest control or keep control of the Senate and the House. The point is that past presidents, including Trump, Obama, Bush, had much more aggressive campaign schedules in the lead up to the midterm. So the argument could be made, and Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, who leads the DCCC, made this argument over the weekend in an interview, which is that, look, you could argue that past presidents, as aggressively as they did campaign, didn't effectively hold control of the Congress in their midterms. So this is a new strategy, and the argument could be made that perhaps the candidates in some of these races do not want Joe Biden to come and campaign for them.
You could make that argument, all right. Thank you, Stephen Portnoy. Back again this same time tomorrow.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.